for my pest control.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Tony here. By any chance, is the owner available?
This is Bob. What can I help you with?
Hi, Bob. I'm not sure if it's relevant, sir. I was just wondering, are you guys looking to take some more pest control jobs, or are you kind of maxed out, sir?
Well, I mean, we're getting that time of year when, we're like probably a week or two away. We're fixing to be in the 90s. We're fixing to get about ready to be time for termites to swarm. But, yeah, so we get pretty busy here this time of year. Well, what are you doing? You trying to get, or you got jobs, or what are you doing? What business are you in?
Of course, sir. We focus on exclusive positioning and consistent call flow. Like, people finding you right away when they're looking for that service, like a pest management near me, pest control, any of those keywords.
You're talking about like on Google or something?
Yeah, sir. It's not something that you interested in?
Well, I mean, we got some people right now working on, they got us a website and stuff, and they're dealing with Google right now. We've got some people right now that are doing that for us.
Okay, they just recently started on it?
Yeah, they just got a website developed. Well, we've been on Google for years, but somehow we got caught up in some kind of AI thing that delisted a lot of people, and we just got back up, I think, in the last month, and they're the ones that worked with getting that done, and they got a website and stuff, and it's, I guess, yeah, they're working on getting it positioned to where, yeah, people are. I mean, we've been in business for 26 years. We were on the first page for years, and we got delisted 2 years ago, and then it happened again last year.
Wow.
Yeah, where everything's wiped out, the website, reviews, everything, like we didn't exist.
No way.
I don't have to explain to you why it happened, but...
Okay.
We've been told it was AI, was... getting rid of different things, and I don't know. We've had all kinds of stuff, but no, you can't talk to Google to find out. Or there's nothing easy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever that
mm-hmm.
happens to you.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got people though working on that, dealing with that kind of stuff right now for us.
By any chance, are those guys the same guys that kind of messed up in the first place? I mean,
The first ones that we had for about 15 years was people called 411 locals.
I know them. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we were with them for years, and then even after it got delisted 2 years ago, and then it got delisted, we were back up for a year, and then delisted again.
No way.
After 6 months, they still didn't have us back, so we went to another company that, finally, they got us back listed, but I don't know if it's Google doing it. I don't know if it's something they did, to mess it up, but yeah, I'm about to be honest with them about to quit wanting to do any business with Google if I can't talk to somebody and they tell me what the problem is to fix it. And you gotta, we were making videos, we were sending
mm-hmm.
documents, it took,
mm-hmm.
but I mean,
mm-hmm.
it took, over 6-8 months to get back listed again.
Wow, 6 to 8 months
and everything's gone.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you're. I mean, for me, it sounds like you're doing everything on your part, and none of this is on your end. I mean, somebody's not just doing the best job here. And
that's exactly right. And we don't know for sure if it's people that if it was the 411 or if it's Google. I've had people saying that Google's, everything got turned over to AI, and AI makes the decisions.
No,
sir. And they're the ones that, put you in front of people that are doing searches.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a lot of people saying this. And then another thing, we do operate out of a residential, actually out of my house. Well,
mm-hmm.
I was told that there was too much, everybody flooded the country, too much fraud and scamming going on.
Uh-huh, okay.
To Google customers. So they were, delisting people that worked from houses and different addresses, and we got all that figured out with them. I mean, videos
okay.
and documentations, but...
Of course.
So we really don't know exactly what's causing it, But okay. I mean, I've spent a lot of time and money over the years to mm-hmm. be there, and then for it all to be gone.
So, wow.
And then for it to happen twice in 3 years, I don't mm-hmm. know if that's where I need to be doing anything. But I mean, I've got customers for 26 years.
Of course.
And what we're doing now, we're more working on in-house us contacting our customers mm-hmm. and communicating with them and offering them different sales and different things and making sure they have our number and they're able to get a hold of us when they need mm-hmm. us. And not looking on, because you could look on Google there for a while and we weren't even listed, our phone number. People thought we sold out or we went out of business.
And it's actually pretty, I'll be honest with you, sir. My name is Tony, by the way. What's your name?
My name is Bob.
Bob, I'll be honest with you. I'm looking at your listing right now, and it's pretty vague. I mean, for all these years and all these issues, and also to answer your question regarding what is this Google, is this, I can almost pinpoint out that it's not Google, but we do have a direct line with them, so I'm pretty sure that we can at least, let you know what's going on. And, honestly, I'm not sure if you're still shopping around, but we'd love to, you know, show you how we've been doing this for 20 years. We have a direct line with Google. Pretty sure we can fix your issue.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to get. I mean, the people now, they did get us back on, now they got us back listed, but,
mm-hmm.
but you know, the thing is, it basically, we were established for like 26 years we've been in business. We've been mm-hmm. listed on Google for, I know, 15 years or longer. And what it is now, whenever everything started, it's like we started over as a brand new company that just mm-hmm. went into business. We lost all of our reviews for all these years and everything.
That's wow.
That's why it don't look like much now, because basically mm-hmm. we started with a new website. And then 411, of course, they own the website that we
mm-hmm.
had before.
That's what happened.
To buy it, so then we got a new website, got started with a new, it was different than the one it was
mm-hmm.
with them. So it's like everything has started over, like brand
yeah.
new right now, and that's what we're dealing with. And, I mean, we're not getting any phone calls. The phone's
mm-hmm.
not ringing. And I've been now, I mean, I've been with them people now, I guess, 4 or 5 months, but, you know, I'm about another month or two, and if things don't get, but my phone don't start ringing because it's the time of year
mm-hmm.
that it should. I mean, I've got mm-hmm. customers to call to do work, or I would be out of business.
Mm-hmm.
But as far mm-hmm. as every year, you need to get, you need to get new customers to replenish some that you lost in the last year, or and that's what we're going to see, if whether that happens this year or not.
And I applaud that, sir. You guys, I'm telling you this right now, maybe you don't know this, Bob, but a lot of people that are in your position that have been doing this for a while, they just give up. They just go their own pace and ride it out. And you're not that way. I mean, you have your customers and everything, but you're still, you're still expanding. You still want to, place your services for new people. And I do applaud that. And Bob, honestly, I think you already figured out what's actually going on here. They have the domain. So, for example, even though you've been working with them for so many years, if something just doesn't add up at a certain point, they can just go ahead and drop it. In our case, just letting you know that domain is yours. It's no third party here. It's you directly with Google, and we make sure that you're getting that consistent flow and, of course, the exclusive listing. So, Bob, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you. I'm listening.
I don't think it's a bad idea to at least show you how we work, sir. I'm pretty sure that we can come up with some, something that is fair for you and you like the results and it just makes sense. It's very different than how we work here. Would it be a bad idea if we were to bring one of my supervisors so we can get a little bit more into the bottom of this?
The thing is, right now, see, with the new company I'm with, we just actually got back listed just in this last month.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just within the last 2 or 3 weeks. So, I mean, they did get me back up, get back on there.
Uh-huh.
So I figure I'm going to stick with them at least another couple months and then just see if they get something done or I can start getting some phone calls and stuff. Because,
okay.
To be honest, we have been in the heart of the winter time, and this business – people don't really have problems that much in the wintertime, you know, mm-hmm. snow and ice. And so we don't really expect the phone and that to run. But here we're getting ready. Like today we're like freezing. I mean, we were down in the 20s
mm-hmm.
last night, and the high is going to be about 50 degrees. But then later in the week, we're going to start being in the 80s and 90s. So it's getting ready to be where people are going to be calling people. And so I figure I'm going to stay with these people at least another month or two and see if it improves. If it
mm-hmm.
doesn't, then I might be, you know, interested in, you know, listening to somebody else or
Got
seeing
it.
What somebody else does.
Seems reasonable. I mean, why you know, somebody's already working on it, you know, why mess with that, right? So, Bob, I'm going to save your number. I'm going to catch up with you in 2 months. Just, you know, let me know how things are working, and we'll take it from there. Is
okay,
that it?
What's the name of your company?
It's called Local Splash, not 411 Local.
Yeah.
Local Splash. Yes,
okay.
sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you got to check back with me in a couple months, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, do, Bob. Thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful start of week. Okay?
Hey, thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.